The News Guild is proposing a new contract with Block Communications Incorporated. That's the owner of the Toledo Blade. What are you asking for?
First and foremost, what we want is a fair contract that respects the dignity and the hard work of our employees. We want to be compensated and protected fairly so that we can continue producing the first-rate product of the Toledo Blade. Our contract expired in 2017, and we've been negotiating ever since. So some of the things that we're specifically looking for are, you know, raises for all workers. We haven't had an across-the-board raise since 2002. We also, you know, want to make sure that we still have protections against being outsourced in place. Once those protections are lifted, it becomes very easy for a newspaper to lose a large swath of its employees. We're also concerned about healthcare and adequate working conditions because we're in quite an old building.
Now, what happens if these requests aren't met?
So what happens is if we aren't able to come to an agreement between the company and the guild, if the company declares that we're at an impasse, that means that they can impose their contract on us. And it gives them the ability to sort of maneuver around hard-won protections we've had in place for decades in order to outsource our work whenever they, you know, find amenable, whenever they find something inconvenient. Or they, you know, they can turn a full-time job into two part-time jobs and avoid paying benefits. And, you know, these are things that are obviously of extreme concern to people who are working at the Blade. You know, the stakes are so high, essentially, that the Toledo Blade could, within a couple of years, be unrecognizable to the people who worked there and eventually to the people in the community.
Can you speak to the importance of these negotiations in maintaining the Blade's editorial independence?
One of the issues that we dealt with was after the January 6th insurrection, our publisher changed the content of our paper to be more pro-Trump, wanted to reduce the amount of Trump references that was made in the paper. And this interferes with the integrity of the Blade, and it interferes with the integrity of the journalists who stake their careers on the reputation of their paper that they've worked hard to maintain, showing our publishers that we're not just going to take it when, you know, they want to interfere with news coverage and impartial, unbiased coverage is something that's really important to all journalism. And if we don't have a strong union and we don't know that there's going to be someone behind us to help organize and maintain our protections, then we're going to lose the ability to put our foot down when it really matters.
Well, let's talk more about these long-term consequences. I mean, help us understand how critical the Toledo Blade is to the news ecosystem in Northwest Ohio.
The long-term impact of being imposed upon, watching our paper dwindle, we've seen it happen to other papers that are not independent, you know, that are owned by big conglomerates like Gannett. You know, they will just not fill open positions, and they will slowly sort of chip away at the structure of the paper until their coverage, by no fault of the hardworking journalists who are still at those papers, you know, less people means there is just less you can do. And it's just not something we want to see happen to the Blade or to Toledo.
That was Lillian King. She's the president of the Toledo News Guild. Thanks for your time, Lillian.
Thanks so much for having me.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Erin Gottsacker.